Welcome to the Alive Lauren podcast and the place of celebrating juicy, soulful, whole, living, adventuring on this journey of a lifetime. Along this vein of our wild and crazy imaginations in service of a joyous life. So Peter Sage, I'd come across a number of years ago, really blessed. It's the way he articulates and shares and his stories in terms of more conscious, full-bodied living. And also his very value-based approach to business. Just something that resonates and, yeah, it's very interesting. Energetically, I can listen to something of Peter's and actually feel afterwards. Either like I, you know, like wired like a coffee in a good way, or that I've had a really amazing night's sleep. It just, yeah, it's very interesting. I definitely notice a change in my energy levels. So this joyous living in line of our imagination, Mickey often talks about also like our amazing, these minds that are so clever that everything stayed the same, like so much on the planet was just as it was. And all the stuff in terms of buildings and electricity and planes and travel into space, it all happened through the human mind. So there's a brilliant human mind that thinks and conceptualizes and experiments and advances. But so many of the times, like, what are we actually using this brilliant mind for? To focus on fighting with what is, which is just like a losing battle, because it's if what is exactly what is right now. Oi, and it's taken every single moment from the beginning of creation to get in front of us the way it is. Or being so upset about something that happened in the past, or focusing on things or clinging to things that we wish were back again or we want to happen again, or someone that, oh my goodness, the drama, the absolute drama that we create for ourselves. So Peter gave a beautiful, it just was like last night, there was an hour and a half session, and this was probably my greatest takeaway from it, was he was talking about that, like, in different times of his life, he's done, like, really, really well in business, and then, for example, traveled first class, and that's been the norm. And then, depending what's been happening in his business, you know, there have been times when he's had to travel and travel economy. But he was saying, just for himself, he wants to normalize, like, more of an abundant experience of life as the norm. So that traveling first class is the norm. So when you get into the plane, it's the norm to turn left as opposed to right. Aye, aye, aye. So he was saying that one time he had some, yeah, things were such that he needed to fly economy. And yes, one can practice acceptance and be with what is and be joyous and find ways. But he was saying that he really didn't want to, like, normalize it. But at the same time, he still wanted to enjoy the flight and enjoy where he was in his life at that point. And then I was thinking to himself, like, what scenario could there be in which I would actually be happily, like, sitting in economy? And he thought to himself, like, I think, I don't know, for example, it was a flight from, like, the UK to, like, Peru. And maybe there was an old lady who in her whole life has had a very challenging life. She'd maybe, I'm going to maybe embellish the story a little bit more. But say, for example, she hadn't really traveled much in her life. Her life had been really challenging. And she had someone that she was going to visit in Peru that she hadn't seen for many, many years, and maybe was really ill. And she, her whole story, so say, for example, the airline approached and said, you know, there's this old lady, and also, and she had various health challenges that made it very difficult for her. And it was going to be like a 13, 14-hour flight. It made it exceptionally difficult for her to actually, like, sit and there was a call to ask if anyone in first class would be willing to donate, give up their seat and swap with her, and she had an economy seat. And he thought to himself, wow, if that was put out there, what would he do? And he was like, I would do that. I would give up my seat. I mean, I've flown first class many times, and thank God, he's 6 foot something, so he's very tall, which makes economy quite challenging and difficult, but it's doable and possible. And on all these levels, to do this for this old lady, he would do it. So he decided then to use his creative capabilities. And this is the thing, it doesn't even matter. Like, if there are times where we imagine stuff, that's not hurting anybody else. And it's helping us be more joyous and grateful and present now. Why not? Just why not? So he imagined on that flight, he decided to imagine that he had given up his seat. He'd chosen to give up his seat to someone in first class, like that old lady, and kept, when there were any little flickers of annoyance or whatever, just kept focusing on that. And he had a smile on his face through economy. And can you imagine as well the difference if he'd been just normally this isn't where I want to be, and I really, in terms of finances, want to normalize, flying first class. And it's just such a different energy to something about it just struck me so, so massively, about using our creative abilities, that even if we make up scenarios that help us and keep us smiling and happy and engaged with the present as it is. Because the thing is, it wasn't going to change. And he found a way of looking at the situation, even in an imaginatively creative way, that helps him be present and grateful and joyous. And that would have affected his interactions with everybody around him in the plane. Wow. Wow. And then just would have cultivated in his body just such a sense of abundance and generosity. And even if it's an imaginary situation, because that is the thing, our bodies do not understand the difference between what we imagine and what is real. So just on so many levels, it is like the ultimate. It's like a, never mind a win-win. It's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win. I mean, there are those studies of people who have groups where there's one group who, for example, practices the piano and practices a certain piece for a certain amount of time every day, and then another one that doesn't, and then another one that sits down for the same amount of time visualizing themselves practicing. Or ones with basketball teams where there's three, one that doesn't do anything, one that practices physically shooting hoops, and another group that sits and imagines themselves shooting hoops. And the data is out that it is, there's as much improvement on the ones that visualize doing it as the ones that actually physically did it. So why not just use our creative capacities to help us deal with situation. It's not about denying the reality. Peter absolutely knew he was sitting in economy. It wasn't denying it. And creating that scenario imaginatively didn't hurt anybody, didn't anything, which just made him and everything else so much more amplified, pleasurable experience. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, precious heart, here is to finding and celebrating and using our amazing, incredible imagination to come up with scenarios and ways and imaginatively wild things that help us live more joyously and presently and fully. Happy adventuring.